In less than 3 months, Americans will go to the polls and vote in the US elections. But the main Republican candidate still hasn't been officially endorsed by his party. Many observers expect President Barack Obama to return to the White House and serve his second term. His biggest challenger, Mitt Romney, is predicted to secure many of the Midwestern states and is looking to gain momentum in the important swing states. But Romney still hasn't been officially announced as the Republicans' delegate. Dr. David Smith from the United States Center at the University of Sydney spoke with Anthony Sonego.
This is going to become official at the Republican Party convention, which is in the last week of August. I think that the date that it becomes official is August the 28th. This will largely be a ceremonial occasion for Mitt Romney. It's possible that there could be some disruption there caused by Ron Paul's delegates, who they don't have any chance of making Ron Paul the candidate, but they would like to cause a bit of a stir. And actually, Ron Paul's activist supporters have been at a lot of state conventions around the country, raising hell around there, but it's unlikely they'll really get the chance to do that at this convention. So, end of August, it'll become official that Mitt Romney is the nominee, but he's effectively been the nominee for a couple of months now.
One of the potential vice president nominees is Paul Ryan of Wisconsin. How much do we know about him?
Paul Ryan is essentially known as the intellectual godfather of the Tea Party. He has concocted very detailed plans to, you know, radically reduce budgets and deficits and debt according to the kind of principles that the Republican Party has been following recently, which means absolutely no raising of taxes, no real cutting of defense or anything like that, but basically a program focused entirely on cutting what Republicans call entitlements. So this means making reforms to Medicare, Social Security, and all kinds of other discretionary government spending. So he's basically prepared to say that Republicans would quite radically cut Medicare. I mean, they call it reforming it, but what it really means is cutting it quite severely. That also makes him a potentially very dangerous pick in terms of the wider electorate, because while we consistently see in opinion polls that Americans say, you know, they favor less government spending, when you ask them about actual specific programs, Medicare is always one that's very popular. Americans, especially older Americans, who are the group most likely to vote in the population, are very much against any cutting of Medicare.
With the president's Obamacare reform, will this be a hindrance or a help for him?
It's also quite difficult to say. I actually think electorally it's not going to make a lot of difference at this point. The Republican Party liked to think that Obamacare was so unpopular that they could make an issue out of it, but that's just not turning out to be the case. And part of the reason is that Mitt Romney doesn't want to make an issue out of it, because before this was known as Obamacare, it was known as Romneycare. It was an exact policy package that he actually implemented in Massachusetts, and that had been designed, by the way, in 1989 by the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, as the kind of market-based alternative to universal single-payer coverage. So Romney doesn't want to make this about health coverage at all. He's not trying to. I don't think it's actually going to play much of a role in this election.
In the US, presidents generally serve two terms. Will President Obama be returning to the White House?
Look, I would say he's slightly in front at the moment, and if the election was held tomorrow, I would give him a pretty good chance of winning it. But we never know what's going to happen over the next 3 months. And it's quite possible that the economy could really start to deteriorate again. It seems to be picking up very slowly at the moment, and as long as it continues to pick up really slowly, Obama seems to be okay. But if it actually starts to deteriorate again, and, you know, any number of things could cause that, a crisis in Europe would be one candidate for causing it, which no one in the US has any control over, then that could really be an enormous problem for Obama. So at the moment, I would give him a greater than 50% chance of getting voted back, but it's still too far out really to tell.
Dr. David Smith from the United States Center there, speaking there with Anthony Sonego.